Hey friends, it's Pastor Jason. Thank you so much for listening to The Daily Hit. You can get all of this content and more at jasonjohncowart.com. Be sure to follow and share this with your friends. Let's jump into today's verse. Romans is one of those books that, I mean, honestly, you could dissect for years and years and years and probably never really get to the depths of it. But there's this one passage that we're going to hit today in Romans chapter 12, verse 1. And it says this, "I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship." You know, whenever you interact with Jesus for the first time and you see the beauty and the majesty and the awe, the love, the kindness, the grace, the mercy that comes with him. And then you see yourself kind of in the mirror of who he is. And I mean, we can see that just the nastiness of who we are and our sin. And our response, the hopeful response is that you give your heart to Jesus and you make him Lord of your life. Now remember, lordship is not giving Jesus our Sunday room inside of our heart, but it's allowing Jesus to take up residence in every single room in our heart. And I don't know about you, but I know in my own life, when I gave my life to Jesus, I gave him everything that I knew about. But there were rooms in my heart that were darkened that I didn't know existed. And as light would shine on them, I would have to make the decision on whether or not I was going to let Jesus be Lord of that room as well. Well, here's a new room that I didn't know about, and I'm going to have to deal with what's in that room. Am I going to let Jesus be Lord of that? And what Paul has done leading up to verse 12 is he's outlined all of these foundational doctrines of Christianity, like these beautiful passages and beautiful rants almost that Paul goes on in Romans chapter 7, where he's talking about how I do the things I don't want to do, and then I want to do things that I don't end up doing. And he's frazzled in that moment, and he's like, who is going to rescue me, man? Like, what am I going to do? And he says, well, the answer is Jesus. Jesus is the one that does that. And then we keep moving into Romans 8, and we talk about living life by the Spirit, which, by the way, if you're not living your Christian life in the Spirit, I don't think you have a single hope of being able to be successful in your Christian life. Even God said this, and we're going to share this in other verses like 2 Peter 1 and 3, where it talks about stuff like this. But what Paul gets to now in this moment in Romans 12 is, look, I've taught you all the foundational things, and I know you've given your heart to him, and he's been Lord of your life. We've confessed him, and we've believed in him, but now it's time to let what you have in your heart move to the rest of your life as well. Yes, your physical body. Yes, your emotions. Yes, how you think about things. Yes, how you respond to things. See, he wants us not only to give him our hearts and allow him to be Lord of our hearts, but to be Lord of our lives. And he's expecting that our heart will begin to inform the rest of our body about how we are to live. We're to be holy and acceptable to God. Well, obviously, we know what acceptable is. I mean, it's really good for you to think, if I do this thing, is it going to be something that I can present to the Lord? Is he going to accept this thing that I'm about to do? If it's sinful, obviously he's not. So it's a really good thing for you to just automatically have this dialogue in your mind that will help you decide to do something or to not do something based on whether or not God is going to accept that thing. But then there's the holy aspect of it. Well, what is holy? Holy is just being set apart. So it's like God wants us to set apart our hearts for him because he wants our hearts. He wants to restore the relationship that he originally designed us to have. But it's even more than that because he wants us to set our lives apart as well. Why is that? It's so not only can we continue to grow and flourish in our own relationships with God, but also so that people in the world can see what's really going on inside of us. Wow, these people are really living it. So when trials come and when the storms are raging and when negative thought processes come back up in your life, rather than succumbing to those, what Paul's saying is, listen, I want you to take the foundation that we've been talking about all these chapters, and now I want you to extend it to your life. You know, Matthew Henry has this quote. He says basically we will mistake our religion if we just look at it in terms of do's and don'ts and notions and like rules. And you have to understand what God's really after. He's after your entire life, not just a piece of you. And here's what we find, that when we allow the foundation of what we've learned and the embrace that we've made in our hearts to extend to our even our physical bodies, our lives, our thought processes, here's what we find. we find ourselves right in the middle of spiritual worship. So here's my encouragement to you today. Don't just let what you've learned about Jesus stay in your heart. Let it extend to the entirety of your life. Allow yourself to be a holy and acceptable sacrifice to God. Here's what you'll find. You'll find that your life isn't just being lived for God, but that your life is worship to God. Thank you so much for listening today. If you have any questions or comments, maybe a verse recommendation, I'd love to hear those. Or if you want to financially support this podcast, visit jasonjohncowart.com. And if you're in the Northeast Houston area and you're looking for a great church home, we'd love to have you at Freedom. Visit freedomdl.com for more information.